Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm excited to bring to you the Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series. And it's so important, you guys, to always be reminded about what you have prayed for in the past, because it's like I always tell people, track your progress, or not even your progress, but track God's progress, right? God is always making progress in our lives, and it's important for us to track it. So what better way to do that than to remind ourselves what God has done for us back then and where we're at right now, right? And so the Run That Prayer Back series originated from when I was listening to a sermon, and the pastor was preaching, and he was just like, I love it how y'all respond saying that again, or run that message back, or run that statement back. And I was just like, I love that. It just really spoke to my spirit. And I was like, we really need to do a Run That Prayer Back series. And also, we're doing it because when I was on maternity leave, if you don't know, now you know, I was on maternity leave for some time, which is why you see the gap in between the podcast back in November to now. It's because I was on maternity leave. So, yeah. But anyways, so enjoy these very special prayers for your career journey. Enjoy them. Meditate on the scriptures that are called out. And elevate yourself in a way that only peculiar people or peculiar professionals such as yourself can. All right, enjoy. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, we are in our second prayer call for the new year, 2024. Yes, we are still celebrating. Happy New Year to those who I have not spoken with this year. And I pray that your new year has been bringing you tremendous joy, tremendous peace, and all the things so that you can start it off the right way and keep it going. We want to keep that momentum up. And so, just like the song said, I wanted to remind you all this morning that God still reigns. God still reigns despite your circumstances, despite what you may be going through, despite what he or she may have said, despite what you may be telling yourself, despite any and everything that you got going on. God still reigns. He reigns, and he is an awesome God. So we just give God the hand clap of praise right now. Just take a moment right now, give God a hand clap of praise, give God a shout of praise, and just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Thank you, Lord, for what you are currently doing. And thank you, Lord, for what you are going to do in this season of my life, whether it's in my career, whether it's in my business, or whether it's in life in general, Lord. We thank you for being such an awesome God, giving praise in advance for who he is and what he's going to be doing in our life is so important, because we just need to honor God because he is just amazing. We don't want to take it for granted that we are here on this call this morning and actually listening in. We don't want to take for granted that we are listening and we are hearing this prayer call this morning, and just to be here and gather together and say, God, yes, yes, God, you are it. Look, you are it. You are it. And I'm just here, and I'm here for it. just say, God, you are it, and I'm here for it. So we just thank God in advance, and we just thank God for who he is. And so guess what, y'all? Today is the first day of the Forward Focus Career Fast. Yes, so for those of you who are in the fast or who have joined the fast, yeah, say you should have prayed in by now because we started at 6 a.m. But if you have not, that is completely fine. You probably just waking up or something. Just know that you are up in the fast. It goes from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. today. And if you are a part of the fast, then you should have received instructions on that this past weekend. This morning, y'all, I want to go over the scripture, the theme scripture for the fast. Is always staying focused, and you always going to stay forward focused. You want to have a forward focused mindset when you are on this fast, not looking behind, but looking forward as it relates to your career journey. I don't care what may have happened in the past. I know you may have scars or whatever in your past career, or you know, so we want you to move forward. Focus on what you can change. Don't focus on the things you can't change. Focus on what you can control and not the things you can't control. And of course, during this fast, we are asking God to intervene within our career journeys, within our businesses, or within life in general. Like, God, intervene. I know my limitations, but God, you don't have no limitations. And so we just ask God to intervene within our career journeys. And so the theme again is Galatians 5, 22 through 25. And it talks about the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. And so I want to remind you all what that scripture states. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. So if I could just sum this whole thing up, it's basically we must die to ourselves and we must invite God to take over and to speak through us. It's for us to live life according to God's will. So asking God to intervene into our life, die to our own flesh, and say, God, whatever it is that you have for me, reveal it to me, and I'm going to do it. 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 And I'm going to be obedient about it. Look, I pray about being obedient about it the first time around rather than the second, third, and fourth, fifth. Because if you're going to do it the second, fourth, or fifth time, look, that's delayed obedience. And that's a place we don't ever want to be in. Okay? Ever want to be in. All right. So that is the theme scripture for the fast. And the focus for today is gain, and we want to pray into gaining clarity in our career journey. Gaining clarity into our career journey by making time for prayer and fasting. Again, our focus prayer today is, God, please allow me to gain the clarity I need in my career journey by making time for prayer and fasting. Really, this just gives you clear instructions on what you should do to gain clarity. First and foremost, prayer, right? Talking to God, building your relationship to God, and then of course fasting. And so some quick instructions I want to give you, on further instructions I want to give you, is something my daughter says all the time. And I believe she got this from her teachers in school. It's very simple, right? And I'm going to give you these instructions. Mind you now, these are kindergarten instructions. So they're going to be plain and simple. But how many of you all know that when it comes to certain things, we need to get that kindergarten instruction? meaning we need it to be so plain and simple that we can't even make no mistakes about it. This is clearly what we need to be doing, right? And so when it comes to clarity, you think about gaining clarity. First and foremost, I want you to take the instructions that her teacher always shares with her. And this is something she always says at home too. Imagine now she's a five-year-old. She says, stop, look, and listen. Stop, look, and listen. And so those are the instructions I'm giving you today, or being led to share with you today, on how to gain clarity throughout your career journey, right? Stop, look, and listen. So let's go with stop. When you think about stop, what are you doing? You are literally stopping everything you're doing. You are going into a corner. You are just sitting still. When you stop, you're still. So, of course, the scripture that I want to pair with that is, in order to really gain clarity in your career, you have to stop. Stop what you're doing. Stop what you are, because sometimes what you're doing, you're not even supposed to be doing. Let's just be real, right? You're just doing it just to be doing it, and you're doing it just to make some money, but it may not be the lane that God has you in to really be prosperous in your career journey. So we have to stop a few things. We got to put a few things down. We got to put our old habits away and invite some new habits in, right? So we need to stop first. Stop first in order to truly gain some type of clarity. And we want to, what, be still and know that God is God, right? So when we stop, we are truly giving God our trust and saying, God, okay, all right, I'm stopping. I'm going to be still in this stop, and I'm going to know that you are God and you are in control of the situation, all right? And so after you stop, I want you to look. I want you to look at your situation. I want you to then see what it is that how God can reveal, how God is working in your situation. And the way to do this is not to just look with your carnal eyes, but to look with your spiritual eyes. So ask God, God, as I look into the situation, as I look into what's going on, let me reveal to me how you're working in this situation. How are you working it out for my good? Because that's what the word says. The word says that God will work it out for our good according to those who believe, like, and who are called to his very purpose, right? So look, ask God to reveal it to you. Ask God, Lord, okay, I have a vision, or I may not even have a specific vision into what I'm supposed to be doing, God, but I ask for you to reveal it to me by and by. Reveal it to me as you order my steps, God, as you order my steps. Give me the boldness to take one's but put one foot in front of the other, and to look with my spiritual eyes and not my carnal eyes at the situation at hand, okay? And so now that you stop, now that you look, and I want you to listen. So we're asking the look, we're asking God to reveal to us the vision, or to give us a glimpse of what it is that he has called us to do, or what he is directing, where he is directing our paths, right? Now we have to actually do what? We have to listen. This is the one that a lot of us, we have trouble doing. We have trouble listening to what God is sharing with us in that very moment, right? In that very moment, in that very season, we like, God, I don't know if that was you. I think I heard it. I think God confirmed what I was, you know, thinking about, but I don't know if that was you. And we want God to confirm things over and over again. Meanwhile, God had told us that months ago, years ago, on what to do. And we're just like avoiding wanting to really listen, right? Listen and truly hear what he has to in store for us. But we want to listen this season because there is so much in store for us in 2024. We have no idea, right? The word says eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, right? I'm saying right, but I want you to really understand, like, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard all that he could do for us, all that is in store for us, right? So we want to listen to God and be and understand what he is sharing with us in this season. And then, of course, after that, once we stop looking, listen, we got to do what? Execute, okay? But stop looking and listen. That's where we got to start in order to first to begin gaining clarity in our career journeys, begin gaining clarity in our businesses, and begin gaining clarity in just life in general, okay? So I just wanted to share that with you all. Three simple steps. Stop, look, and listen. So simple. A kindergartner, like my daughter, can follow those instructions. All right, y'all. I hope that message penetrates your heart and really will resonate with you all. I pray that you will take the scriptures that are in the fast and go forth and conquer with those throughout the week. And I pray that you stop, look, and listen. Stop, look, and listen as you go throughout this journey within your life right now. All right, so let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, Lord. God, we don't take it for granted that we are here gathered together once again just to say thank you and to say, God, I don't know what this work week lies before me in this work week or what lies before me, period, God. But I know that you have it all under control. So, God, I'm speaking to you right now, asking you humbly to be with me as I take steps forward, as I take the next steps into the direction of the unknown, God. I pray that you're with me, Lord. I pray that you're with me in every conversation, God. I pray that you're with me in every job search, God. I pray that you're with me in every interview, God. I pray that you are with me in every thing that I have going on the job, whether I work from home, whether I go in on a regular basis, God. God, I ask that you give me favor in every situation. Give me mercy, God. Give me increased faith as I maneuver and within my workplace, as I maneuver in conversations with coworkers, as I maneuver in conversations with future employers, God. I ask that you give me favor and be in the midst, God, in the name of Jesus, and reveal it to me what it is and where it is I should be applying, where it is I should be going, God. And as we take steps into this unknown season, unknown to us, but known to you, God, let us know that it's known to you and have trust that you will get us through whatever it is that we are going through, whether it's in our health, God, whether it's in our finances, God, whether it's in us emotionally, God, Father God, we ask relationally, Lord, we ask that you strengthen us, strengthen our hearts, strengthen our minds, be with us, God. We ask that you bless us from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord, on our backs, on our fronts, on our sides, on our right and our left sides, all around. Bless us all around, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you dispatch your angels right now, God, to surround our bodies, to surround the vehicles that we are in on a regular basis, God. We just thank you, God, for your hand of protection, for your hedge of protection all around us, Lord. We just thank you for our families. We ask that you be with us as we interact with our families, God, in any given situation, Lord. God, we just thank you for clarity. Clarity. We just know it's coming. We just know it's coming. And for those that us that have received the clarity, give us the boldness to execute, God. Give us the boldness to even and the courage to stop, look, and listen. Stop, look, and listen to what you have to say to us in this very season. There are some things that God wants to share with each and every one of us. And so I just ask that you, God, that you give us the ears to hear you, the ears to hear you loudly, the ears to hear you in any given situation, and let us in the eyes to see that, and not just from a physical perspective, but from a spiritual perspective too, Lord. Give us the eyes to see the visions. Give us the eyes to see the direction we need to take in this very season, Lord. And give us the courage to be still and know that you are God. Meaning we have to relinquish control to you. Relinquish control to you, because only you know what lies ahead. Only you know what lies ahead, God. So God, we ask that you orchestrate every path that we're walking down, God, in the name of Jesus right now, because we understand it will work out for our good. It will work out for our good. We have to keep that in mind, that it will work out for our good in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you all. Go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.